What is the best gift that you have been given? Think back of all the gifts that you've received over the years. And through the years, I've received many precious gifts from many precious people. And I can think back over a lot of gifts that I've been given. I especially have appreciated the gifts I received when I was growing up from my Aunt Marion, my mother's sister. She didn't have any children of her own, but she seemed always to know just what I wanted. I mean, things that were unusual gifts, but ones that sparked lifelong interest in me. I have a paperweight with Bible coins in it. And who would have known that I would have become a pastor? But I still have this paperweight with these replica Bible coins. In fact, I have several of the gifts she has given me. One was a penny collector set, a starter set for collecting U.S. pennies. And that started me on a journey of collecting coins, and I have a whole bunch of coins in a box. But that started me on a lifelong interest. And so there are some gifts that just become special to us. Now, if you've placed your trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation, then I'm sure that you'll say the best gift you've been given is the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of your sins through Jesus Christ. That's a great gift. And it's one that we ought to be eternally grateful for. But no matter how dearly we treasure that particular gift, it's easy to take for granted the daily gifts that come from the hand of our Lord. We can appreciate the big ones, but sometimes we can overlook the daily ones, the small ones. On our journey to the cross and beyond through prayer, we're using the Lord's Prayer as our guide for a deeper relationship with the Lord Himself and a more fulfilling and fruitful prayer life. Lord, teach us to pray. And as we have seen in this series, the first three requests of the Lord's Prayer give us a clear picture of God, His majestic splendor and holiness, His authority and kingly rule over us, His good and grace-filled purpose for our lives. The first three petitions ought to fill our hearts with adoration and praise for the beauty and goodness and grace of God. Having exalted and magnified and treasured God, our Heavenly Father, we now turn to our own need. I've titled this message, The Need of Prayer, because in this petition, Jesus invites us to prevail upon our Heavenly Father to meet our daily needs. Jesus invites us, really commands us to do this. This then is how you pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who are magnificent and dwell in heavenly splendor, and yet are concerned for us in our daily needs, and not just concerned for us, but daily provide for us everything necessary for our lives. Lord, teach us what Jesus meant when he taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. For we ask this in his powerful name. Amen. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, the Lord is not just speaking about bread and not just about food. When Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread, he meant everything necessary for our lives. Martin Luther put it this way, by daily bread, we mean everything that is required to satisfy our bodily needs, such as food and clothing, house and home, fields and flocks, money and property, godly parents and children, trustworthy servants, godly and faithful rulers, good government, seasonable weather, peace and health, order and honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like. And so all of those things come to us as gifts from God, as we'll find out. But there are daily needs, what is necessary for our lives. But Jesus also said, don't take care about tomorrow. You know, tomorrow has enough cares of its own. So he's telling us to live each day for today. So first of all, we have daily needs and take each day as it comes. Jesus said, don't worry then, saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear for clothing? All of the necessities. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So live each day for today. But not only are we to come to God with our daily need, we need to understand that Jesus taught us to come to him recognizing the daily community that we're a part of. Daily community, what does that mean? Well, Luther said that among our essential needs are true friends, good neighbors, good government, and the like. These are things we have in common. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. We can't pray that prayer and just mean me. We're not praying that as individuals. We're praying that God would provide for all of God's children. We're in this together. Our daily needs include the needs of others. We're not praying for my needs individually, but for our needs corporately. We are not in this alone. This isn't just about my bread, my needs, my health, my well-being. God created us for community and created us to live in community with one another. And we need to understand as we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Are we really concerned about our neighbor? In this day and age, we may not even know our neighbor. Maybe you can't do this, but I cleaned out the garage so we can get both our cars in there. And, you know, I come home, I push the garage door button, it opens up, I pull my car in, I pull it down, my neighbors never even see me, right? You know, that's the kind of life we live. But so what do we really know and care about those around us? The first Christians did. Listen to Acts 2:46. And day by day, daily community, day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. They were going to each other's homes, breaking bread together, their daily bread. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. This prayer should always make us mindful of the needs of others, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying this with us, who also call on God as their Heavenly Father. Scripture commands us to help the poor and the needy. I have often been asked, if God provides daily bread, how come there are so many hungry people in the world? How come there are famines? How come there are crop failures? How come there are natural disasters that wipe out the food supply? How is God providing then? Well, you know what? There's never been a time when God hasn't provided enough food for the world to feed the world. It's just that sometimes he allows this disaster or this crop failure or this famine to occur to teach us the value of sharing what we have. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it says, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. That comes from the book of Exodus, talking about gathering God's daily provision of manna. We're going to get to that story in a little bit here. And so we have daily needs, and we have daily community. We're in this together. But he wants us to experience and understand we are daily dependent upon God. And as we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are praying, God, help me to recognize that I am dependent upon you today for everything that I need. This daily dependence we have on God. When God rescued the people of Israel from their slavery in Egypt, he brought them through the desert, the wilderness, and providing for them food in the desert and water from the rock. And then he led them into a good land. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, it describes this beautiful land that he was going to bring them to. And he says this, Moses said this to the people of Israel, speaking for God, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God when you come into this good land. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied," and he could be talking about the United States here, "then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produce this wealth for me.'" You ever think about that? "Oh, I did this, God. You didn't provide for me. I did this on my own." "But remember," verse 18, "but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." We are daily dependent on him. I've listed some Bible verses there that basically said we are dependent upon God for every breath we take. Every breath we take. Daniel, "But you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven, in whose hand is your breath." Or Psalm 104:29, "When you take away their breath, they die and return to the earth." Literally, God gives us daily breath even before he gives us daily bread. We are daily dependent upon the Lord. Psalm 145 says this, "The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." We are daily dependent upon God. And as we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are praying, "God, help me to recognize that I am dependent upon you today for everything that I need." Don't depend on yourself. Your life can be done in an instant. My mother's pastor passed away very suddenly. He was 69. He would have been planning on retiring in December. It's a Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Seattle area. And his wife came home from a trip, and she found him on the sofa, deceased. No problems, no health issues. Seemed as healthy as I am right now. We don't know. Daily, we're dependent on the Lord. Also, we're dependent on God for our daily provision. Now, God taught the Israelites an important lesson about daily dependence on God and God's daily provision for each need. This is from Exodus chapter 16. "This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs." This is talking about the manna. God led this multitude of people out into the desert, right? 1.5 million by some estimates. How are these people to eat in this wilderness? Well, Moses said, God's going to show up tomorrow. And they got up the next morning. There's this white stuff laying all over the ground. And he said, okay, pick it up. "Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." That's a 2-quart jar. And the Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed. Then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, and they kept part of it until morning. Okay, give us this day our daily bread. He says, don't keep it to tomorrow, just use it up today. Well, guess what? In the morning, it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them, and each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. God taught them daily dependence on him. He taught them that he is the one who will give them daily provision for their needs. Daily. Not for tomorrow. Just for today. But even though what we have comes from God, even though it's a daily provision from God, it does require daily work. It doesn't mean that we can just sit back and say, okay, God, just serve it up. Be my servant. We're not asking God to be our servant when we ask for daily bread. We are recognizing that we have an obligation. So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, it says, for you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. And it was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For when we were with you, we would give you this command. Note this well. If anyone will not work, let him not eat. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Now, he's not talking about anybody who is unable to work. No, we're to care for those who are unable to provide for themselves. But if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. I like that. Not busy at working, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Work is not something that's a result of the fall of mankind that came with sin. Work was established by God even before sin entered the world. In Genesis 2:15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and care for it. Work is something that reflects the image of God. God is at work. Even as God is a God who works, he made us in his image, that work is something good and something that's for our well-being. And if we're able to work, God commands us to work. Also commands us to take a day off a week. Okay, so don't overwork. That's another sermon. Give us this day our daily bread. Martin Luther said this, truly God does give daily bread to all, even to the wicked, without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that he would make us aware that these gifts come from him as a gift. And that's the next point. We are to receive God's daily provision as a daily gift from him. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 7, verses 9 to 11. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? God is the giver of good gifts. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He's dependable. He'll give you what you need. He'll provide for you, and it comes as a gift from his hand. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Jesus said that God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. God provides for everybody on this planet, whether they serve him, love him, know him or not. God's goodness is for everybody. He gives daily blessings if we would only recognize it. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we're praying, God, help me to recognize this as a gift from you. And what should our response be? And to praise him, thank him for that blessing. We are to have daily thanksgiving. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, it ought to encourage us to thank God daily. Martin Luther said this, God truly gives daily bread to all, even to the wicked, without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that he would make us aware that these gifts come from him as a gift and enable us to receive these gifts with thanksgiving. Did Jesus do that? Remember the time when the little boy had 5 loaves and a couple fishes, and what did Jesus do? He lifted it up and thanked God, and then distributed it and fed all those people. Jesus, even in the Last Supper, before he went to the cross, took the bread and gave thanks. Jesus was always giving thanks. We should follow that example, and as God gives daily bread, it should be an opportunity for daily thanksgiving to him. Psalm 86 says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. And I'm thinking, if you're going to glorify his name forever, how often is he going to do that? Well, always, daily, right? That's what it says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father through Jesus. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. So giving thanks for everything. In Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay, so giving thanks for everything. So when we pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, we are praying, Lord, help me to recognize that I have daily needs, and I can bring each need to you, no matter what it is, every day. God isn't tired of us coming to him, bringing our needs. God invites us to bring our needs to him. But recognizing that as we do so, we should recognize the daily community God has put us in, the daily dependence that we have upon him, his daily provision for our life, the daily work that we need to do, the daily gifts to receive it as a gift daily from him and giving thanksgiving to him daily. Some of you may know the Tervurdiks. God spoke to Troy Tervurdik one day. He was a contractor up in Salmonok, Lake Holiday. And he just really clearly heard, sell your house and everything and go to Mongolia. He goes, say what? So it's a great story. You ought to hear Troy tell it. His wife, God spoke to her separately. Whatever Troy tells you, just trust him. Really? She says, you know, we have a perfect life here in Lake Holiday. Just a perfect life, the American dream. We're going to go to Mongolia. Well, you know, the kids then didn't have a choice in this. They followed them, and they weren't necessarily willing participants in this. But they all went to Mongolia. Their son Joey, I don't know, what was he, 12 or something? At Christmas time, his grandparents sent him a new pair of shoes, a pair of shoes that he really wanted. And you have a picture here of him just glowing with this nice pair of new shoes. And some months later, Joey comes to his dad and says, Dad, I have a question to ask you. And it says he knew he had to ask, but he wasn't going to take no for an answer. He said, Dad, can I give away my shoes to my friend? And his dad said, well, you know, those are your good shoes. Your grandparents sent those to you. You really love those shoes. Why don't you give them your old pair of shoes? No, Dad, he asked for these shoes. And I want to give him these shoes, not my old ones. And this was a friend, a Mongolian boy, who didn't have any shoes. And so his dad said, whatever you think God wants you to do, then just do it. And that was all it took. Sherry, his mom, wrote, Troy and I watched him run back to the boy who was standing there waiting for him. The boy is someone Joey had just become acquainted with, and he was from a local orphanage. I had asked the boy twice during the week to please put on his shoes. He had been barefoot every time I saw him. He just smiled at me. I had stopped to think that maybe he didn't have any shoes. When Joey came back, it was he that was barefoot. He noticed me looking at his feet and said, when I was running to give him my shoes, I thought of the Bible verse that says, if a man asks for your coat, give him your shirt too. And I knew God was really saying to me, Joey, give him your socks too. And so I did. If we have food and clothing, we should be content, the Bible says. That's a challenging verse for me. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily needs. And living in Mongolia, shoes are a necessity. In Joey, knowing that he prays, give us this day our daily bread, that he lives in a community of people that may not have what they need. God put it on his heart to be the one to provide a good gift to his friend. The gift came from God, and Joey was the conduit. And so, thanking God for his good gifts, no matter how he gives them to us, and he may give it to us through each other, thanking God for his good gifts and receiving them as a blessing of his grace. Shall we pray? Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts you give daily. In affluent America, it's so easy not to pray this prayer seriously because, Lord, we got plenty of bread in our cupboard. We got plenty of food in our refrigerator. We got plenty of things for tomorrow in our freezer. Lord, why should we pray, give us this day our daily bread? Lord, you're teaching us to recognize our daily need, to live for today, to recognize that it's not just about our need, but it's about our neighbor's need. Lord, to recognize that we are ultimately dependent upon you every single day for every breath we take, and that you are the one who daily provides for us. Lord, you give us strength and ability to work and to earn our daily needs. And yet your provision comes to us, Lord, as a gift from you. And Lord, may we always be thankful for your gifts that you give. And so, Heavenly Father, teach us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.